Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the next chapter is chapter number 11, 7, quality control tools, 7 QC tools. Let us see one by one, which are these 7 QC tools. QC tools are the means for collating data, analyzing data, identifying root causes, and measuring the results. First of all, we must know what are the root causes. To understand the root causes, what all we have to do, we will see. And measuring the results, where were we, where are we, how much we have improved, we should know. These tools are related to numerical data processing. How to process the data? These are the tools which will be helping us. User has to develop the solution and implement this. First of all, a very important QC tool is the Pareto diagram. What is Pareto diagram? Pareto diagram is a bar chart arranged in descending order of height from left to right. Look at this. This chart is arranged in the descending order of the heights. For example, this is percentage of defects found. I have found 32% in this first defect, defect number A. Defect number B, 29%. Defect number C, 14%. Defect D, 7%. Defect E, 6%. Defect F, 6%. Defect Q, then 2%, 2%, 1%, 1%. And now I know, because this bar chart is arranged in the descending order, I know which are the vital few important defects on which I have to concentrate. Then I have drawn this graph, cumulative defects, cumulative percentage. The cumulative percent of all the defects is 100%. And then I know that 82% is this defect number A. And 61% is defect number A plus B. And I know that 76% are defect A, B and C. So I know that 75% of all the defects are only three first defects A, B, C. I can concentrate on these vital few defects. So Pareto analysis give me this, what are the vital few. Bars on left are relatively more important than those on right, because left are having the vital few defects or vital few things, separates the vital few from trivial many. These defects like 2%, 2%, 1% are vital, trivial. These are trivial defects. And these first three defects, A, B, C, are the vital few important defects which constitute 75% of the total defects. I know from this Pareto diagram where to concentrate so that I get the maximum result. Pareto diagram tells me which are the vital few things. If I concentrate on them, then I will get the result. In my day-to-day life also, I have lot of expenses. My salary is, let us say, 40,000. And all the salary is spent before the 20th of the month. Where are the expenses happening? So I plot the Pareto diagram. And I know which are the vital few things where I am spending my money. 75% of the salary is spent in only three different heads. Then I can concentrate on those three different heads. How I can reduce the expenses there so that I will save a big chunk of money. So this Pareto diagram is helpful to us not only in manufacturing, not only in factory, but also in our day-to-day life. Pareto diagram tells us where to concentrate. instead of getting confused everywhere. It exactly tells what to do. That's why Pareto diagram is very important. This tool is used in SPC and quality improvement for prioritizing the project for improvement. Which project are creating maximum expense? Which projects are taking maximum time? Which projects are lying on the critical path? I can concentrate on those projects. Prioritizing setting up of corrective action teams to solve problems. I cannot have 100 corrective actions. I cannot have corrective actions for trivial points. But I can have big and major corrective actions for the vital few things. Identifying products on which most complaints are received. Which products customers give maximum complaints. Such products I can identify because of Pareto chart. Then identifying the nature of complaints occurring most often. For example, one complaint has come 15 times, but other complaints have come only once or twice in a month or once or twice in a year. I can concentrate on the complaints which are coming often, repeatedly. That I can concentrate and identifying most frequent causes for rejections. Which are the causes which are creating rejections? I can concentrate on those causes. So Pareto analysis is a very, very, very important, very, very useful tool, not only in quality assurance, but also in our day-to-day life. We should adopt this particular tool for solving our problems, for getting the quick solutions to the problems. Pareto analysis. The next is cause and effect diagram, which is created by Dr. Ishikawa. I also call this as fishbone diagram because it looks like fish bones. Here, what is that? Open digits is the problem. Open digits is the problem. Then I say it is due to man, or it is due to materials, or it is due to method, or it is due to machine. Man, machine, method, material, environment, measurement, money, all these M's. Environment is also M, which is having a word called milieu. So man, machine, methods, materials, milieu, measurement, and money. So many factors are there. Then in a brainstorming session, I call all my team members and I give them small, small cards to everyone. And I said, look, this problem has happened, open digits. Now you write down on your card, this problem is due to problem due to man, mistake of a man, failure of a human being. Write down what kind of failure. If you feel that it is a machine problem, write down what kind of machine problem. If you feel that it is a material problem, write down what is the material problem. If you feel this is because of the measurement or environment, write down. Then I collect those cards. After all the brainstorming is over, all the cards are collected and I put these cards on the whiteboard, man-wise. All the cards which say about man. Then all the cards which say about materials. Then all the cards which say about environment. And then discuss. Then people will say, the people who have not said about man, they will suddenly start feeling that yes, it is the man problem also. So then we decide what is exactly creating this problem. For example, materials, loose pin, defective displays, broken connector. What are the problems? People say, what are the problem of material? Which are the problems due to man? Under train. For example, some person feels that people are not trained at all. That's why the problem is occurring. Then some people will feel that it is a wrong method. Some people will feel that it is a defective machine. There is no maintenance. there is no looking after, there is no servicing. The design of machine itself is wrong. Write down. They will feel improper stripping of wires, camping machine malfunctioning. Then after all these are discussed, then we find out which are the points maximum people are feeling. Then write down that those are the defects creating this problem. Causes and effects. Cause and effect diagram. Cause and effect diagram. This is the method used when clarifying a cause and effect relationship. That every effect, what we have learned in our life, every effect has a cause. So we ask in problem analysis, what is the cause? What is not? Where is? Where is not? When is not? And what is the change? What is the significance where the problem is here and problem is not there? Why it is not there? Why it is there? Find out the difference. There we will know the cause. So like that, we find the vital causes. Then used to develop countermeasures. Result can obtain a clear overall picture of causal relation. Which are the causes which is contributing to the effect? A change in the cause triggers a variation in the result. So, one question was there, what is the change? Because what we have learnt is, normally there is no problem, suddenly there is a deviation, it has to happen because of some change. So, what is the change? Then we know exactly what is the cause. Then can list up all causes to identify important causes. We can list all the causes failed by the team and then find out which are the most important causes. And then verify whether that cause has resulted in that result. Can determine the direction of action to find out, to eliminate the root causes. For that, we ask the question why 5 times. Then next is histogram. Histogram also is a bar graph. But histogram gives us frequency distribution of problems. Frequency distribution diagrams are bar charts showing the distribution pattern of observations grouped in convenient class intervals. Look at this histogram. This histogram says that so many parts are there between 0 and 5 millimeters diameter, let us say, and between 5 and 10 millimeters, between 10 and 15 millimeters, then 15 and 20 millimeters diameter, and 30, 35. Then we know maximum parts are in 30 to 35, whereas our tolerance is maximum 50 is allowed and minimum 20 is allowed. That means less than these 20 are all scrapped, more than these 20 are all to be repaired. So I know what is the frequency distribution of my defects? What is the spread? What is the standard deviation? What is the average diameter? What is the standard deviation? On that basis, I can find out what is my machine capability. So, histograms or frequency distribution diagrams are bar charts showing the distribution pattern of observations grouped in convenient class interval. What is this class interval here? Is 20, 25, 25, 30. So, class interval is 5. So, all the parts are grouped in convenient class intervals and arranged in order of magnitude. Histograms are useful in studying patterns of distribution. I know what is the frequency distribution pattern. And in drawing conclusions about the process based on the pattern, I can find out whether the average or mean of the process is in the middle of the tolerance or not. If it is not, I have to adjust the process accordingly. So, histogram gives me important message about the process. A histogram is mainly used to analyze the process by examining the location of mean, whether the mean of the process is in the middle of the tolerance or not. And what is the spread? Are the parts more than the upper tolerance and lower than the lower tolerance? That is the defect. So I know how many defects are coming. What is the probability of scrap and repair? So location of mean value in graph or degree of variation. What is variation? From 0 to 60. This is the variation. So what is the pattern of this variation? I know. To find out a problem point that needs to be improved. Everywhere I have seen. In Pareto I have seen. In cause and effect we have seen. And here also we will see what is the pattern. Interpreting histograms is process within specification limits. For example, look at this. The upper specification limit is here, lower specification limit is here, and all the parts are within the specification limits. 100% parts are within the specification limit. So I can know whether I have to continue with the process or not. Whereas here you see, lower specification limit is here, upper specification limit is here, and many parts are lower than the lower specification limit. These are the defectives. Then what message I get? I have to adjust the process in such a way that the whole distribution comes to the middle of the specification limits. So histograms gives me a very, very important information about my process. Is process within specification limits or not? That I understand by histogram. Then control chart. Control chart is developed by Dr. Walter Schuchart during 1920s while he was with Bell Telephone Laboratories. Variability is inherent in all manufacturing processes. As we have seen in histogram, variation is there. Variation will be there. But then, what is the standard deviation? What is the average? What is the range? Minimum minus maximum. On that basis, I can take decisions about the process. I will show you one control chart. Look at this control chart. S bar S chart. What is X bar? I take a sample of 5 parts and find out the average and plot it. These are all the averages of those samples of 5 parts. And look. This is the control limit. Control limit is lower than the upper specification limit, and lower control limit is lower than the lower specification limit. That means this is in a way a tightened range. Then I know that all the averages are within the control limits. One information I get that all the averages are in the middle of the control limits. Now I look at this. S is standard deviation. I know that all the standard deviations are within the control limits. So I know that only common causes are there here and there are no special causes like temperature and pressure. There are some machine breakdown problems. There are no special causes. This is a normal variation due to common causes, not because of assignable causes. So this control chart gives me information that statistically the process is stable, it is under control. Control charts were developed by Dr. Schuchart. Variability is inherent in all manufacturing processes. These variations may be due to two causes, random or chance causes, unpreventable. Random causes are inherent in the process. They will be there. Their causes are unknown. They will be there. But assignable, for example, suddenly one part goes out of control limit. Normally, because of the common causes, the part will not go out of control limit. But the thing has gone up to control limit, above the control limit or beyond the control limit. Means there is some tool breakage or there is some machine problem or some specific assignable cause is there for that. You can stop the machine, correct the assignable cause, and continue the process. This is preventable. These charts separate out assignable causes from common causes. Control chart makes possible the diagnosis and correction of many production troubles and brings substantial improvements in the quality of the products, because I know, or worker himself knows, that his parts are within control limit or not. For that, he doesn't need an inspection. He himself is an inspector. He is a janitor. He is the caretaker. He himself finds out whether the part is in control limit or not. Then he corrects the machine if it is not, and reduction of spoilage and rework. It tells us when to leave a process alone as well as when to take action. Whenever the part or sample, average of the sample, is beyond the control limit, I have to stop, correct and proceed. That is what beautiful information these control charts give. Tata is of two types. Variable, just now I was telling the control chart of variable type. Variable means the diameter, length, etc. And attribute, attribute means number of defects or percentage of defects. I am going to show you those kind of control charts also. Then mean and range. There are two types of SPC charts. One, mean and range, that means average of the sample, average value of the sample, that graph is there on the top. And average value of R, that is the range. What is range? Maximum minus minimum. That means if I take a sample of 5 parts, what is the maximum diameter and what is the minimum diameter? The difference between maximum diameter and minimum diameter is R, that is range. And then I plot a graph of X bar, that is average of the sample, and R, that is the difference between maximum and minimum. And the moment R is fluctuating too much beyond the control limits, I know that too many assignable causes or special causes are acting on the process, and then I can correct the process. Then control charts for variables. Charts depleting the variations in average X and R within with time are known as X bar and R charts. X bar and R charts are used for variable data when the sample size is 2 to 5. That means when the sample size taken after every fixed amount of period, for example, tool change or some maintenance and all that, if the sample size is 2 to 5, I plot the chart of X bar and R. And if the sample size is different than that, I plot the chart of X bar and S. S is the standard deviation. When the subgroup size is larger, S charts are used instead of R chart, where S is the standard deviation of the subgroup. This chart is X bar S chart. This S is the standard deviation. Control charts for attribute. What is the attribute? Here there is no variable thing like diameter or temperature or length, something like that. But this is the attribute, means number of defectives. Control charts for defectives are P and NP charts. P charts are used when the sample size is constant, and NP charts are used when the sample size is variable. In the case where number of defects is the data available plotting, C and U charts are used. I will show you all the charts. Look at this. This is the P chart. What is P chart? It says so much percentage is there. 0.4%, 0.1%, 0.2%, 0.3%. Then 23 hours, that means 11 o'clock in the night, I find that so many defects are there before 23rd. Then between 23 and 0, that means 12 o'clock in the night, I get this much percentage. Then between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the night, I get so much. Then between 1 and 2, I get so much. Then after 2, suddenly I get more percentage. Why? In the night, people may be sleeping and machine is running. So suddenly it is increasing. Look at what is happening. 4 to 5 o'clock, more people are sleeping. More defectives are occurring. Percentage has gone up here. At 5 o'clock, percentage is maximum. Then it is coming down. Very funny chart. I know from this is, during the night shift, between 4 and 5 o'clock, something is happening that the the defective percentage is increasing like this. So I have to take corrective action. This is the time of the sample and this is the percentage of that sample. Percentage defective of that sample, non-conforming percentage. So this is the graph. This is the P chart. What is the U chart? U chart is non-conformance per unit. How many pieces are non-conforming? Not percentage. How many pieces in hospital, how many deaths are there? Infant deaths. How many infants have died? That data. For example, night 11 o'clock. So many defectives are there. No, so many non-conformances per unit. Non-conformances at 1 o'clock have increased. Then it is fluctuating. Then again at 5 o'clock it has increased. So I know. Corrective action. When the non-conformances are increasing. This is the control chart, U chart. Earlier we have seen the P chart. Earlier we have seen the variable X bar H chart. Statistical process control. We must plot these graphs so that we exactly know what is happening. Without any doubt, we can take corrective actions to know exactly what is happening. Plot X bar H charts, X bar R charts, P charts, U chart. This can be done even in hospitals. This can be done in your day-to-day life. Very, very important. X bar H charts, X bar R charts, P charts, U chart. Then scatter diagram. I will show you one scatter diagram. When solving a problem or analyzing a situation, one needs to know the relationship between two variables. Which are these two variables in this? Weight and height of children. For example, on x-axis, I plot the height. And on y-axis, I plot the weight. And then I try to find out, is there any relationship between weight and height of children? So I find that some relationship is there. The moment height increases, weight also increases proportionally. I know that there is some relationship, positive relationship between weight and height of the children. But this doesn't always happen. I will show you one regression analysis. Scatter diagram that is here. I find that when this is increasing, the X is also, Y is also continuously reducing. When X is increasing and Y is reducing. This is the scatter diagram. A relationship may or may not exist between two variables. If a relationship exists, it may be positive or negative. This is a positive relationship. And this is a negative relationship between the two variables. If a relationship exists, it may be positive or negative, it may be strong or weak, or it may be simple or complex. Here you see the relationship is not very strong, but some relationship is there. A tool to study the relationship between two is known as scatter diagram. Then graph, everyone knows how to plot a graph, x-axis and y-axis. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Muffins are sold. Muffins are sold, these are plotted in blue. So more muffins are sold on Sunday and Saturday. You can see this. More cookies are sold. Also on Saturday and Sunday. So, how many pieces are sold on various days? We can see that least pieces are sold on Monday. So, we know what to do. This also is a bar graph. Apple, orange, banana, kiwi fruit, blueberry, grapes. What is the amount, number of people in this apple group? So, we know what to do. Then Gantt chart. What is Gantt chart? This is nothing but a time rated schedule. For example, this action is planned to start here and to finish here. And the next action is planned to start as soon as this action is finished, immediately it starts and then it is finished here. Like that, we know the time rated activities in this Gantt chart. Very, very, very important. Then radar chart. What is a radar chart? I know I have so many, you know, regions where I sell my production. Southwest, southeast, south zone, northwest, northeast, mid-Atlantic, central, and this is north. Then I know now what is the revenue, what is the profit. I find that maximum revenue comes from northeast. Maximum revenue comes from northeast. Minimum revenue comes from southeast. This is the radar chart. And then, what is this green? What is the profit? What is the profit coming? I find that from northeast, maximum profit comes. And I find that from southeast, minimum profit comes. I can do some analysis and take corrective action. What is the revenue? It is 100K, 200K, 300K, like that. I find that from northeast, some 700K, so much profit is coming. So, I know what is the distribution of profit, radar chart. Also, very important QC tool. Then, check sheet. What is check sheet? It gives me very important information. What is that information? Supplied parts are rusted. On Monday, maximum parts are rusted. I just plot the checkpoints. And I know now from this that maximum parts are rusted on Monday. Why? Because on Sunday, they are lying idle. Nobody uses them. So, maximum parts are rusted on Monday. Minimum parts are rusted on Thursday. Friday and Saturday, no parts are rusted. Then I can take some decision on that. Then misaligned weld, three are on Thursday, three on are Tuesday. Why? What has happened on Tuesday? Then I know that Tuesday the normal man was absent, the skilled man was absent, some other man was put there. So three. Then I take the corrective action accordingly. Improper test procedure, not at all there. Then I know improper test procedure is never there, so I don't have to worry about it. Here, I know spray failure happened maximum on Tuesday. This also has happened on Tuesday. This also has happened on Tuesday and Wednesday. I find that maximum problems are happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. Very beautiful QC tools. Without talking much, they give me maximum information. Stratification. I know which worker is producing maximum problems. X worker is giving maximum problems. Y worker is creating only 4 problems. Z worker is creating 3 problems. Stratification of problems. Which worker is creating maximum problems? Which time is creating maximum problems? Which place is creating maximum problem? Which day is creating maximum problem? For example, Monday, we have seen. I can stratify the problems. Which process is giving me maximum problem? I know what to do. I know on which process I have to work. I know on which worker I have to do some action. Application of QC tools in problem solving. We have to solve the problem. To become world-class manufacturer, we have some concerns. And we have some problems. And we have to solve this problem. So, how to utilize these QC tools in solving our problems? That chart I have made here. Double circle is, this is the most relevant. And single circle is slightly less relevant. So, I have to identification of the problem. I have to do some identification of the problem. The maximum tool is graph. Pareto diagram. By graph and Pareto diagram, I can identify my problem. I know where the problem lies. I know how to do, what to do. Then defining the problem, the most relevant is check sheet, stratification, Pareto diagram. Then record of facts, how to do it? Check sheet, stratification. Histogram, control chart. Double circle is most relevant. Detecting causes of problem, cause and effect diagram, histogram, scatter diagram. Developing improvement method, okay, no QC tool. Implementation, no QC tool. Evaluation of result. As a result of our action, what is the result? How to evaluate that? The most relevant is cause and effect diagram, histogram, and scatter diagram. And process control is definitely the control chart. Which is control chart? Variables control chart, attributes control chart, X bar R chart, X bar S chart, P chart, U chart. All those charts will give me process control. So, for solving our problems, we have to meticulously use these QC tools, wonderful tools. We have all along our career, we have used these tools and we have been successful in many, many, many activities. We have solved many problems by these simple QC tools. Thank you.